What's up, folks? Welcome to NinosCorner.tv. This is Fluff Edition with Ron. We're going to go to the NinosCorner.tv to do the, well, we go deep and hard, right, Ron?
Amen.
We're going to go dark, but what we're going to talk about today, folks, is about the monopoly on truth. Nobody has it. There's people that are giving some intel. They're very, very beneficial for the community. There's also a lot of patriots out there that are really the inside fighting amongst the community right now is so bad. It's the worst I've ever seen it. The worst I've ever seen it. And I think what they're going to be doing pretty soon to confuse everybody is flood the internet. They're not being successful at deplatforming and send. But first, folks, this is pretty damn incredible. Have you ever seen this, Ron? When you come down here in the desert, we're going to use this sucker. It's a fire pit mini. No, it's cool.
Nice.
It's a fire pit. And let me tell you how this thing works. Well, let me read the ad. Shockingly, the average person believes they could survive for 2 weeks alone in the wilderness, but a new study reveals most couldn't even spark a fire. I'm one of those people. Can you spark a fire?
Yeah.
Okay, well, you got to show me how to. We'll put it to the test against this thing. The survey of 2,000 Americans shows only 17% felt very confident in their ability to start a fire with just flint. That's why tens of thousands rely on the Fire Pit Mini right here, folks, to start fires outdoors. The Fire Pit Mini stove grants anybody the ability to start fires, boil water, and cook food from virtually anywhere with only kindling or leaves as fuel. It's engineered to give you a reliable, effective, and simple way to start a robust fire with little smoke in any condition and without the hassle. Give the gift of warmth this holiday season by simply placing your order now and using promo code HOLIDAY to get 25% off with many other bonuses before they sell out. So let's put it to the test, man. This thing looks pretty damn cool. I have the whole thing.
What's the website? Where is it?
It's firepitmini.com. Firepitmini.com. It's in the description box below, folks. It's pretty cool. I'm getting some cool stuff, man.
I'm going to check it out, man. That actually looks pretty cool.
Yeah, it's you can boil your coffee when you're out in the wilderness.
Yeah.
You know, start a little fire.
Or if you're at home and you're just freaking freezing because there's no firewood or nothing, you know? I mean.
Yeah. Hey.
If there's no electricity.
We might all be needing this pretty soon, man.
If there's no electricity and there's nothing to cook, there's no way to cook. I mean, that you don't necessarily need to be out in the woods to need that.
No. You know. All I really need is a lighter, but having this, I'm going to be putting it to the test. Let's put it to the test when you come out here. So, folks, we're going to plan a Ronnie. I call him Ron DeSantis. I call Ronnie DeSantis Ronnie. But Ron Partain is going to be coming down to El Chuco, and we're going to go out to the desert, ride a dune buggy, and shoot some ARs, and going to have a good time. We're going to record all of it. We're going to put it out there on YouTube, but we can't show you how to shoot the weapons, but we can be seen shooting them, right, Ron?
Yeah, you can't. Yeah, you can't. According to the guidelines, you cannot show how to do anything. Otherwise, it's immediate done.
Really,
your channel gone. Yeah.
Wow.
No, yeah, dude, that's why you have to be so careful hardcore. On here.
It's so it's sad that we're at this point, man. But I'm gonna make a small prediction. You know, like what I've just gone through these last few days with. Like Juanito and Mike Gill and the whole thing, man, how people just lose sight and just want to jump in on the drama and throw trancazos on everybody and hit everybody with these chingazos, man. And it's just like, for what? Like, I understand the frustration. I understand the confusion amongst the Patriots or amongst Americans. I get it. I do this stuff day in, day out. But at some point, man, you got to remember we're all in this together. We're all doing this together, man. We're all trying to find this out together, and nobody has a monopoly on the truth.
Nobody.
There's people adding pieces and parts of the puzzle, and Mike Gill's one of them. He has a big piece of the puzzle, but so do a lot. And from my understanding with Juan, so do a lot of other people. He's not the only one. But, you know.
God is the only being that understands everything.
Right.
That's it.
And I think Mike has gotten more exposure now than he ever has, I think, in this last week, which is good, which is a good thing, because he has very credible and legitimate information, which is a good thing. I just don't like the way he reacts and and goes off the handle. But I mean, hey, bro, I mean, understandably so, maybe, for, you know, I it's a very stressful time.
It is stressful. And you know what? I think the stress is extending into not just the Patriot community, but into just the regular community. I mean, you know, people are losing jobs. Inflation's causing food prices to go up. People can't, people can't afford to pay their utilities. People can't afford to pay their bill, you know, bills. It's like, dude, you know what? I mean, get this. I literally had the guy who was doing my website. He freaking hit me. He hit my card for like an additional, like almost $3,700.
What?
Without my knowledge. Because he couldn't pay, because he was trying to pay his freaking bills. Yeah.
And that's another thing. We're going to see a lot of crime, dude. The crime is skyrocketing. And think about this, as the economy declines and more immigrants come through this border, that's a recipe for disaster, dude.
Mm-hmm.
Ah.
Yeah. Just, I mean, it's like, I was like, I'm like, man, what's going on? Why am I account like so low? It shouldn't be that low. And I go back and it's like, I was like, what the hell? So it's just, you know, it's in people.
How'd
are
you confront them?
Well, actually, truth be told, is he called me and confessed, because I think he felt guilty that he knew I was going to find out, because it was just, I mean, I was right on the cusp of figuring it out. And I was a little embarrassed.
I know you love cats.
That's your baby, man. I was a little embarrassed that I didn't like look at it, but I didn't have any reason to think that he would do that. You know what I'm saying? I didn't have any reason to think that. But
it's
I was
the
like,
ones you least suspect, man. Dude,
yeah, I just
you never know a good con. And there's a saying I like to go by, and that's, you never know a good con artist until he's done with you.
Yeah. So
yeah.
It's just.
But I mean, you don't expect people to steal from you either. You know what just happened to me?
Hmm.
Thank God I have cameras, but in my driveway, a car pulled up in the street. They jumped out, and one of my cars just happened to be open. They were checking the handles, and my car opened up. He went in there and scattered papers all around. I don't leave anything in my cars, but I always lock them. And he was open, and I saw him in the camera go in there and blah, 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 move everything out and throw papers everywhere. And then he just left and got back in the car and drove off. They were stopping at houses, just running up into the driveway, opening cars up. And I have it on camera. So I installed some floodlights. I mean, dude, this is getting wild. I would have never imagined that, man. Like, they're just doing hits, 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 hits.
Well, I think it's going to get much worse. Much worse.
And you're not going to be able to depend on the police. Let's just be honest. I mean, you got to wait, what, an hour for them to show up? And then, oh, well, can you let me see? And then they look at the camera. Well, okay, big deal. Then you make a report that, you know.
Well, you can't rely on the old joke is, why do you carry a firearms? Because it's too, I can't carry a police officer around with me all the time.
One of my workers was here working, and I was like, man, I swear, if I go, I would have caught that guy, I would have used force.
Mm-hmm.
He was like, you would have? Like, looking at me like I'm crazy. I'm like, well, yeah, he's on my property stealing my shit.
Yeah, but if he's not, but if he's not like, if he's not threatening your life, then you would have been in trouble. You have to be careful with that.
Yeah. But he's in my, if he's in my house, my life is in jeopardy. My life's threatened.
You're preaching to the choir, brother. You're preaching to the choir. I mean, it is, we live in a sick and twisted.
Look, I'm going to go, if he's going through my car, I'm going to go out there. I'm not saying I'll definitely make him stop and call the police. But if he's in my house, it's different. If he breaks into my house, sorry, I'm not letting anything happen to my family.
Well, you know, you talk about that. I think we are rapidly approaching a time when we're not going to be able to rely on law.
I can use these though.
Yes, you can. Those are deadly. Do you have to register? Do you have to register?
Fun.
Do you have to register your hands as a?
No, it's already like that. I mean, when I had a friend that played baseball, man, believe it or not, and he cracked a dude in the head and put him in a coma for months, and they said that was a lethal. He was a pitcher in baseball, and he cracked a dude really hard, and he got in trouble for that, and they said it was a lethal weapon, and that guy didn't know how to throw a punch. He was just a pitcher.
Well, because my understanding is, like, if you're a black belt in certain like karate or whatever, if you're a black belt in certain martial arts, you have to register your hands as deadly weapons or whatever, because you know how to, like, use them to harm people, because you were a because of what you did in your prior profession. Would you fall into that category?
Unless I'm in danger.
Gotcha.
Unless I'm in danger. It's crazy times we're living in. I mean, this is obviously a very, I mean, if you really look at this, if you really look at everything happening right now, this is absolutely engineered chaos.
It is.
What's right is wrong. What's wrong is right. We don't even know now. We have to accept everything that's happening that's wrong, where they could take down statues of our forefathers and erect satanic statues, and we have to just go along with it because the forefathers represented slavery. But the satanic statues, we have to just understand that that's freedom of religion. I mean, this is where we're at. And then
It's a it
I just did a show right now, or a quick little update on they're canceling Christmas in Bethlehem. And it's like they're chipping away, chipping away, chipping away, and then Newsom, that he can't even light a Christmas tree. Because why? Because there's protests. I mean, this is all part of it. It's all part of it.
Well,
The blind can even see this.
this is repressive tolerance. Okay, so repressive tolerance was a Herbert Marcuse thing. Herbert Marcuse was in the was from the Frankfurt School, and he wrote an essay. I want to say it was 1965, called Repressive Tolerance. And essentially, what it was is that you are intolerant to anything that you disagree with, and that you are only tolerant to ideas that you accept, and that is what the left has done. That's the Marxists and the left. That's what they've done. They are tolerant to, well, I'm just saying, so they're tolerant to all of the things that the left is tolerant to, but they are intolerant to anything that the right is tolerant, wants to have. It's essentially a double standard. It's a complete double standard across the board.
Yeah,
And
because they look at us like we're bigots and archaic, and they look at
well,
the.
they use our freedom against us. They use our these, it's straight out of Rules for Radicals by Saul Alinsky. They use our goodness and things that are morals against us. That's exactly what they do, and
Yeah,
they
be
don't
careful on
have.
that. We'll talk more about that on ninoscorner.tv, because I want to talk about what I think is going to be happening with Ronnie Boy, DeSantis, and a flashbang maybe nomination. I'm going to be talking this on my morning show tomorrow, but I see some things coming, dude, that are just absolutely be unbelievable, because they're not going to take any chances with Mr. T. Say Mr. T, by the way. Mr.
Mr.
T.
T.
Yeah, they're going to take no chances with Mr. T. I think they're going to just eliminate him out of the game. I think what they're, which we both know that's not going to matter in the end here. It's not going to matter. But what they're going to try to do within their system of control is take him out, and maybe do a flashbang DeSantis, or Biden might get ill with something, and next thing you know, we got Newsom coming in. I'm looking at Mark Cuban. I'm looking at The Rock. I mean, all these guys are players, believe it or not, in my mind, from what I'm watching, because I scour the internet every day. While people are watching football and doing this and that, I'm watching the articles, the headlines. I can already see it coming. And what I think is going to happen next is, okay, well, we can't censor this person or that person on Twitter. Here comes loads, just confusion.
Well, that's the what you're talking about there is the fifth generation warfare. The fifth
Correct.
generation warfare, because what they do you with so much stuff that you don't know. And that's essentially what's happening now. We are bombarded with so much information that we don't know what is what.
It's already, the floodgates have opened, and you're seeing it on Twitter. But I think what we need to watch out for right now is just all the garbage that they're just going to be flooding us in with, that we're not going to be able to disseminate, like what's real and what's not. That's what I'm worried about. That on top of the Patriot infighting that's happening now, that I'm seeing, I just saw, you know, not just my Gil and Juanito, but like, and he threw me in the loop in there, but also like I see Cliff High and Bo Pony going at it now. And I'm like, come on, man, we're all on the same team, dude. This cannot be happening.
No,
you know, we may have some different beliefs in other areas, but we all have to be unified and be on the same team here.
What you said it at the beginning, and it's people, the thing that really bothers me in the Patriot community is people who speak authoritatively about things that they don't know with authoritative knowledge. They speak authoritatively. And what happens is, because they speak authoritatively, other people disagree with them, and then they're going to call them out because they want to be right too. Everybody thinks that they're right. And what we have to do, in my humble opinion, is we have to check our ego and realize that this is not about us. This is about, like you said, we are on the Titanic. And literally what we're doing is the captains or the officers of the Titanic. You know, we in the Patriot community that are creators, we are the captains, or we're the officers on the ship. We may not be the captain, but we're officers, right? And we are arguing amongst each other, while the people who is the crew, as the ship is sinking, they're looking to us to lead them, and we're arguing amongst ourselves.
It can't happen. It cannot happen this way.
No, it can't happen.
That's why I nipped it in the ass with Mike Gill and Juan. I got up and I did my own show, and I said, listen, this is what happened, and this is what time it is, and this is why I'm doing another show right now, because we all got to keep our blinders on and keep moving forward, or we will lose this, or we will let it slip through our fingers. If we're fighting with one another, we're going to lose. We cannot do that.
You got to realize that they want us fighting amongst each other.
Right, but we cannot do it. We can't do it. We have to set. We gotta put our blinders on and keep marching forward. Fuck the noise. Fuck the distractions. We gotta keep going, man. And I'm being serious.
I agree, and
we'll lose this. There's other people out there, and I'm not gonna name their names, that think that things will just go away if you don't confront it. And they'll just disappear, which will lead to more confusion. I say, and I'm making a call out to all Patriots out there, and some of you have bigger names than I do. Sometimes you got to take questions. Sometimes you got to make yourself available and put rumors and conspiracies to rest, so that the water is not so muddy. So that's a call of action, a call to action from me, Nino, is that some of you that are out there, you need to make yourself more accessible and available to people that have questions, because the common man and everybody else do have questions that are just important to them as to anybody in your circle of influence. Am I right, Ron?
Yeah, you are. Well, you know, you got to realize that we are the ones that people are paying attention to. We are the leaders in this war. We are the lead. But when I mean leaders, we're not necessarily like the commanders.
It's what it is this day. This fifth generational warfare, this is what it is.
We are the company commanders. You know, I mean, we are the people that are out there on the front lines. The other people that aren't out there doing anything. I mean, you've got the public who is just not doing, you know, they're blind because they're just like wondering what the heck is going on. Why is food going up? Not paying any attention to anything. And then you have people that are in the movement that aren't in any space. They're not doing anything. All they do is just tune in and listen. And there's nothing wrong with that. I'm not calling them out for not doing anything. I'm just saying that. But they also have a responsibility to not be argumentative with other people. And we all have a duty to not be argumentative with other people.
So imagine how confusing it is for my audience, your audience, Juan's audience, Mike Gill's audience, to see us all fighting with each other. And then what kind of leadership is that? That's not leadership. No. Leadership needs to come from us. And I think Juan does it. And I'm going to be honest, I think Juan does a great job with this. He's, you know, the whole time with him and Mike Gill on the phone, he was trying to talk Mike Gill off a ledge. There was no admitting this or admitting that. I was on the phone call, although I was trying to do two things at once because it was just so loud and belligerent that I just finally said, I got to go, guys. But the whole time Juan was like, deep breaths, calm down, calm down. And I don't even want to give this any more life or add more gasoline to the fire, but the truth is people are confused right now, and we got to settle everyone down. And I think everyone has a responsibility. I think Juan will do a great job. I'm going to be interviewing him again pretty soon, and I think he'll do a great job in just talking people off the ledge. Like, this is very confusing times, but since our schedules conflict right now, I have to come out here on my own and try to calm everyone down.
I think you do a pretty good job of that. You know, what I try to do on my channel, I don't really talk about things that are going on in the present day space. I talk about things that have led up to where we are. Because what that does is that fills in a lot of gaps. Because a lot of people look at stuff and they're like, man, what is going on? How do we get here? And then, but what I do is I kind of tell the story of how we got here, right? And that's very valuable to people. A lot of people come over to my channel that they don't know who I am. You know, I come onto your channel, I go on to a few others, and people say, oh man, I found your channel. I'm just like my favorite one because it's like it's like you're like filling in the blanks of what's going on out there. And, you know, I'm humbled by a lot of people who say those sorts of things. It's very gratifying. And that's what I strive to do. I have basically discontinued talking about current events.
Here's the thing, Ron, is that I understand that. And mm-hmm. I think you do a great job with the untold history and the things of that nature, but it takes a certain intellect or patience to go to your channel and do that, because people now, the society now is about instant gratification. Mm-hmm. They want to know when this is going to be over and what's happening right now. That's all they want to know, so they can go back to their fast food restaurants and football.
You're right. You're 1,000% right. Yeah, I don't take that as a slight. I'm just saying that it does take a certain amount of. Even when I do talk about current events, though, I tend to maintain kind of an even strain. I don't like raise my voice. I don't get too excited. I try to keep it calm. And a lot of people people say that I have a calming voice because of that. They like to listen to me because I don't like I'm not you know I'm not I don't, I don't
on, I'm, on interviews I'm calm, but on my one man show I'm explosive. I have
yes,
to be. I have to bring all the bells and whistles, because if
but
I don't.
That's who you are, and that's like it's a lot of fun to watch you do that, because I've watched you do that. I used to tell, you know, a lot of people may or may not know this, but you know, for a long time I was basically Scott McKay's right hand guy. I was the one who created all of his a lot of the things that he still uses, and I told him several times, I'm like, dude, people love angry Scott McKay. People love angry Scott McKay. And the reason that people are angry Patriot Street Fighter, I so said, the reason that people love angry Patriot Street Fighter is because you are articulating what they feel and they don't know how to get it out. And that's exactly. And that's exactly what you do when you say some of the things that you do, is you're articulating what people are thinking and they don't know how to say it.
What's crazy, and we could talk about this on the other channel, is where we're going. We're forging into 2024, bro. This is going to be a crazy year. Like, it's already been, 2023 has been insane, but I see so much escalating in the Red Sea right now, mm-hmm. Middle East. This is going to be bananas. And then let's talk about that on the next channel. Do you want to talk about that on the next channel?
Yeah.
Because I really want to go deep onto the cat's making noise and jumping around and doing things. Very different from the dogs.
Your cat is gorgeous, by the way. I would bring mine in here. I'd bring mine in here, but they're not really helpful.
I think he was a feral cat. He bites a lot, and he's very wild. I don't know. I've never owned a cat, so I don't know.
He probably was. He was probably mistreated.
Come here. No, he wasn't. He was mistreated. I got him when he was this big.
Oh.
Well, I found him in the street. Remember, he was in the street. Cars were running over him.
How long has it been? He looks pretty big.
He's been lived with me for like 6 months now.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay.
Yeah, I'm a cat owner. I can't believe I'm saying that. He's cool though. I like him. Awesome. He's cool. Yeah. He's growing on me for sure. I would have never gone out and look, dude. I would have never, ever bought a cat. If someone even tried to give one to me, I'd be like, oh, no, thank you.
I know,
dude. I'm not gonna let this little guy get run over by a car. I was like the only one that pulled over and did a U-turn and scooped him up, and he bit my hand. And I was like, oh, he's got some fight in him. I like that. I like that. You know.
This is the funny thing. It's funny that you say that. Most people who say they don't like cats, they get a cat, and then all of a sudden, it's like, wow, he's like pretty cool. I like it. And people who say that they would never have got a cat ever, they become cat people, or they get attached to one specific cat. They still may not be totally cat people, but they didn't realize that they were going to be like so attached to that particular animal.
You know, the fact that they're so curious shows their intelligence.
Mm-hmm.
They're really, really intelligent animals.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I'm like, I watch him. And I'm like, okay, my dog doesn't do that.
Dude, I saw something the other day. It was really astounding. I didn't even know this. So a snake can attack in like seven tenths of a second or 7 milliseconds, right? A snake can attack in 4 to 7 milliseconds. A cat can see the attack coming and make a counter attack in that span of time.
Wow. Yeah, I mean, it's pretty impressive to watch them. I mean, I can't believe we're talking about cats right now. We went from like the end of the world to cats.
Well, it's probably soothing to people. And I guess, you know, getting back to what we're talking about, you know, guys, just what you got to do is you just got to realize that this is not in your control. This is not in your control. The only thing that you can do is be you, be calm, try to do the best that you can to be something that you get to be a leader, somebody that can emulate, because you're going to see the world around you crumble, and we have to hold it together.
And we have to have the faith to know that it's going to be rebuilt
mm-hmm.
in a way that.
Listen to what Mr. T says. Listen to what Mr. T says. He's out there talking about positive things that we're going to be coming in. We're going to be we're going to be a world leader in technology, in like flying automobiles and things like that. And a lot of people are like flying cars, and they're laughing at him. And then you've got Dr. Greer from the Disclosure Project come out and saying how he believes that roads are going to be obsolete in 50 years. You know, because of the technology and things that are coming. And, you know, when
can you imagine that for a second, just how crazy, how like roads will look so archaic. Huh. It's gonna like how America's going to look like. People will go to visit like Route 66. Like, imagine that. Like, imagine the freeway system when people aren't using that anymore. Like, what's all that concrete going to be used for?
I don't know. I don't know.
Because I believe this is Mr. T says, freedom cities. Mm-hmm. You know, he's going to start building. That's correct. That's a direct shot against 15-minute cities. Mm-hmm. And then when he talks about, you know, when he created Space Force, now mm-hmm. it makes sense, doesn't it, folks?
Yeah.
Space Force makes total sense now.
Yeah.
But everyone laughed at him.
One of the things that people don't realize is that west of the, you know, basically from Colorado west, you know, so it'd be like Wyoming, parts of, you know, basically all of Nevada, most of Arizona, a lot of New Mexico, Eastern California, that is all federal land. The federal government owns that land, and the federal government is not supposed to own land. That it's in the Constitution.
What do you think about what Juanito said and came on my show talking about how they're trying to push that through Congress, the land grab of all national parks? Have you heard about this?
I have heard about that, yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah.
They're going to put it on the stock exchange.
Yeah.
That's Like America for sale right there. That's like a garage sale. Like that's just, that's crazy.
Well, you know, possession is 9/10 of the law, right? So just because somebody else owns it, you have another country that owns the land, what are they going to do? They're going to come in and they're going to and take possession of it, really? It's here on our territory.
Okay, but who's running things right now? I'm sure when you know what I'm saying, it's like, and then South America right now is just being ransacked by Russia, Iran, and China. I mean, there's so much happening right now that our attention we're not focused on. But are you willing to talk about all this on the?
Yeah,
because I really want to go deep.
Talk about anything, man.
Let's do it. Let's knock it out on Nino's Corner.
You
want
to call this? You want to call this and end it and
yeah. And let's go into ninoscorner.tv and kill it over there. All right, folks. We'll see you over there at ninoscorner.tv. Hope you enjoyed this one. Let's stop the fighting. Let's unify. Oh, yeah.
For those that want to find me, it's untoldhistory.us or untoldhistory.tv takes you directly to my Rumble channel.
Cool. All right, Ron. I'll see you right now.
Bye.